Thanks, Ryan. It's Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder, and Kurt Wagner is here from TVshowpatrol.com. He comes by on Friday mornings, and we discuss the world of television, and you bring with you some good news, news that Wendy and I are already aware of, but this is good news, I think, for the planet, and that is that The Gong Show will be coming back to the airwaves. Gene, the dancing machine. Why'd you gong, my old
mean
friend?
Mean Gene, and who was the other one, the unknown comic?
Yeah, Marie Langston,
the
unknown comic.
Were the two of the regulars?
J.P. Morgan.
Yep.
J.P. Morgan.
Jamie Farr. Who else, Bill?
Oh, boy. The list goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, there were a lot of regular judges and stuff.
They would rotate the judges regularly. David Letterman, for a while, was a judge on there.
Really? I didn't know
And
that.
I think Gary Shandling. I'm trying to remember. I know he was on Make Me Laugh.
It had those, four iterations? Because it was on in the 70s on NBC. Then it was on syndication in the 70s.
Always
and then
with
it was
Chuck Barris, though, right?
No, he was just the first two.
Oh, was he?
The best.
And then
more stuff.
Yep.
It was on in the 80s again. And I didn't even know who that host was. I saw a clip from it earlier this
week. Boy, I don't remember that at all.
But didn't recognize him. Wasn't as funny.
Will Artie Johnson still be a panelist on the show?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. Do we know who's hosting it?
No,
or
we
still
don't,
up
but
for
it's
grabs?
Will Arnett's production company doing it.
Yeah.
So
he should host it. Will Arnett would be great.
I don't know if he would, but yeah, he would be great.
Yeah. So when can we expect to see the new incarnation
Probably
of the Gong
next
Show?
Year. It's going to be on ABC. ABC's the one who ordered it. And it might be part of that lineup that they started this summer with the other retro game shows, Match Game and $100,000 Pyramid.
Those were hits, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They all have been renewed. What was the third one?
Oh, I don't know.
How's Alec Baldwin doing on the Match Game?
Kurt, I think he's good. I like him.
I haven't watched it.
You think
but
he's
I've
good?
But I've heard that he's good.
Yeah.
Some of my Twitter followers have said that he's good.
It's funny because it was the role of Gene Rayburn for years and years.
Yes.
And you think, well, that's a game show host. But Alec Baldwin is a lot more than a game show host. But he
can do
seems
anything.
To enjoy it.
What is the baseball term? A utility player?
Yeah, he can do it all.
Is that right?
Yeah, a little
Bill,
bit of everything.
Does he still have that really long microphone
yes.
with the little nib at
he
the
does.
End? Really?
He does. And that was, seriously, the first time I watched it only for that. I just wanted to see if they still went with that.
Well, I remember when we first talked about it, that was the first thing you said was,
yeah.
I wonder if that microphone will come back.
Because it's the only game show host who used that. It was 2 feet long with a tiny little ball at the
right.
end of it.
It looked like a magic wand.
Yeah.
I don't know why they went with that, but it became, part of the mythos of the show. And
maybe he didn't like raising his hand so close to
his face. Oh, that could be it. That could be it. I want to say there's a couple of shows that of the newer shows that I've watched, and I think I've watched 5 new shows that have premiered in the last couple of weeks. And this is a shocking thing for me to say. I'm 5 for 5. There's not a single show of the new shows that I've watched that I haven't really become kind of engulfed in. I really like all of them. The Exorcist, which runs on Friday night on Fox, is just as scary, if not scarier, than I was hoping it would be.
Yeah.
Extremely eerie. I love The Exorcist. I think
and it
doing
already
a great
sort
job.
Of is going in directions I didn't think it was going
yeah.
to go. I mean, it's expanding the universe
yeah.
a lot.
Very creepy. High production values. In the first episode, you saw a nice scope of locations.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago looks good when they use it. Gina Davis is really good. Everybody on the show
Yeah, everybody
is good.
On the show is really good. And they're using Chicago a lot, which, those kind of shows, you often think, it's the possessed person in the bedroom, and they're
yeah.
just gonna. It's gonna. The whole show is gonna be in this bedroom or something like that. And it's not. They're really going all over the place, and
yeah.
they're shooting all over. They're really using Chicago well. They shot on a live L train in one of the upcoming episodes. I'm not sure if it's tonight's or, but it's coming up.
Tonight's episode 3. You haven't seen any
no,
of it yet. You're gonna really enjoy this. It's so creepy.
It is very creepy.
It's one of the creepiest shows. You got American Horror Story, you've got The Exorcist, and The Bears on Sunday, the 3 creepiest TV shows.
You can be possessed anywhere, even Soldier Field.
I know. I'm loving that. I'm loving The Happy Place. Is that what it's called? Or
The Good Place.
The Good Place with Ted Danson.
And Kristen...
Dunst?
No.
Wig?
No. The one who's married to Dax Shepard.
Yeah, the one who's married to Dax Shepard, who used to be...
Kristen Shepard. Let's just go with that.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Elif.
Elif with the win.
Elif.
With the bell.
Yep.
filling in my brain.
But that's
fart.
Really funny, because at first when that happened, I go, oh, this is a one joke premise, but it's not. It really
is a lot of
funny moments.
And yeah, there's a lot. The last night's episode was really funny. They had this giant sinkhole in the good place because somebody's lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good.
It's really good. We've talked about Westworld on the show, which I've been waiting for since I was a little kid for them to remake Westworld, and that's not disappointing me. I'm enjoying that. It's only an episode in, but
yeah. And I think it gets better. I thought the first episode, when I first watched it, was a little slow, but by the third and fourth, I was like all in. So.
And I already told you last week, Kiefer Sutherland as the president and designated survivor is also a really well-written, well-crafted show. So there are years where, as the new schedule comes out, I give a couple of them a try and one or two of them stick. This year, there's four or five of them right off the bat.
And you fall off, and there's even more than that. I mean,
Timeless.
Timeless. Did you like it?
Loved it.
Okay.
Boy, is that good. That's a time travel show.
Time travel show, yeah.
On CBS? Is that who's got Timeless?
No, NBC.
NBC.
That one's, but then there's another time travel show coming in January on Fox, I think.
And the beauty of it is when you watch the episode, if you don't like it, you can go back in time an hour and just erase it and you get your time back.
Yeah. That's the beauty of on demand.
Yeah.
I am actually, and I tell you this, I'm raving about Better Things with Pamela Adlon. Love that show. And I'm a little late to the party, but watching the 11/22/63 with James Franco.
On Hulu.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's fun too. And that's a time travel show too.
Yeah.
It travels
in
back
fact, to the Kennedy assassination and trying to prevent it. When I mentioned that to you, Bill, you said that I would like Timeless
it's
as well.
Yeah, the same flavor.
And you've turned me on to Baskets.
Yeah.
Which, is that coming back anytime soon?
Not soon, in 2017.
I can't wait.
Y'all have to
understand
that. I need
my Louis Anderson.
They need time.
No.
Right.
Keep pumping them out.
That would be better.
Go 24/7.
The Walking Dead is coming back in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Isn't it cool? There are some shows that I say to myself, if this thing were on every day, I'd watch it every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And
that's what reruns are for.
I know.
That's why you got to wait for a show to get 100 episodes so then you can watch it, like The Law and Orders and stuff like that, which is on every network and syndication. Everywhere.
Let's take a quick break. Kurt Wagner is here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question for Kurt, we're at 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Kurt, Saturday Night Live premiered last Saturday. Did pretty well in the ratings. People were very excited that SNL was back.
Yes, it had the highest rating in 22 years.
Yeah.
I think
for a premiere, for a first episode.
For a premiere, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking a little while ago.
Can you believe it's the 42nd season of that show?
Bill, honestly, can't you almost say you've probably seen every episode? Because I have. There's a few years where it wasn't a great cast.
I know that in 42 years, I've missed less than 10 episodes.
Really?
So, I'd have to, maybe 20 me, because there was one season that was kind of bad.
There were a few seasons that were not as strong. I thought the season opener was pretty solid start to finish, and we were all debating why you go with Alec Baldwin over... We were debating because of the political climate. Thank you, Kurt. Over Daryl Hammond to play Trump, but he really shined in that first opening sketch as Donald Trump.
Yeah, that cold open was pretty funny. And I mean, it was funny even Kate McKinnon coming out with the walker or with the cane and then doing the flip like she would like Hillary was saying, I'm fine. You
but
know,
explain
you get
that,
the
Bill.
Reference, right? Do you understand the deeper reference? It is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. I know that was a little, for some people, it was a little subtle, but right off the bat, as soon as I saw her with the can, I go, she's going to Wonka this.
I didn't think of it when I saw it.
So that was a tribute to Gene Wilder.
I think that's
pretty sweet. Because why else would they have done it?
Well, as if to say, I mean.
It works for the situation because, you know, they were saying, everybody was saying.
She's too sick.
She's sick and she has pneumonia. And so she was pretending to be. Ailing.
Yep.
You know, but
The new cast members, there's only three new cast members, and they really did kind of incorporate them quite a bit. There's one of the guys is a guy named Mikey Day, who's been a writer on SNL for a while, and he was on, remember the show that Martin Short had over the summer with Maya Rudolph?
Oh, yeah, that's not on anymore?
No, that was just a summer replacement show. It was just, I think.
Yeah, he was a writer on that and appeared in a lot of the.
Very funny.
Isn't he too old to be called Mikey?
He may be the oldest guy in the world named Mikey. Usually Mikey's ended around 8 or 9.
I like
He's
it,
still
though,
an
I
adult
guess.
Named Mikey. Yeah. But good. I would love to see them have a strong season, and right out of the box, they look good.
Yeah, well, Saturday. You know, I have to say that nothing helps a show like that and late night talk shows more than a crazy political season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think everyone tuned in just for the fact that, Oh, we have to see this. We have to see what they do with the debate.
Yeah.
And, you know, they nailed it. And I mean, even like Colbert is doing better in the ratings now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has some kind of election thing happening. That's just crazy and fun. But there's so much out there to do.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
What about this show on HBO that Sarah Jessica Parker is in? You know, people knew her for years as Carrie Bradshaw, I think, on Sex and the City. But this character, a totally different view of this. This is a woman going through a divorce.
Yeah, right? And this show is definitely not Sex and the City. This no. show I did not like. It's so depressing, and there's not a likable person on there.
Oh.
I mean, a likable character on there. And it's to her credit that, Sarah Jessica Parker's credit, that it's even watchable, I think.
Oh, no.
Because
what are they doing wrong? Just the fact that you can't identify with anybody,
not
like anybody?
Down and everybody's so they you know, everybody's rich and entitled, or they're like, her lover is a professor who's just so skeezy. I mean, he's just so, you know, he thinks so highly of himself but he's such just a jerk. And, you know, she's not even very nice. She doesn't understand why her husband wants to dump her after he finds out she has an affair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's clueless about it. You know, but I didn't like it.
It's more of a drama than anything else.
Well, it's billed as a comedy. It's a half hour show, but I didn't.
Didn't make you laugh.
Really laugh a lot.
No. The husband, or soon to be ex-husband, because they're separating and divorcing, is Thomas Hayden Church.
Right.
Right. I like him.
And
always
he is
a solid actor.
He has a big old mustache.
Yeah.
On there. That looks a little bizarre.
Yeah.
But I mean, his character's not likable either, you know, and I'm sure they're fine. It's a well done show, and their acting is great, but you just, I need to have somebody that I can like.
Right. And the name of the show is just simply Divorce.
Divorce.
Yeah. All right. So that's premiering
Sunday. And you know,
Sunday.
They don't even use that Tammy Wynette song as a theme song.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And that really bugs me.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't give permission.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe possibly. What's the controversy with this Luke Cage series? People are upset about the new show, Luke Cage. He's a Marvel superhero.
He's a Marvel superhero who is an African-American, and it's set in Harlem,
yeah,
which is predominantly an African-American community.
In real life.
In real life. And in comic book life world. And a lot of people got on the internet last week after it. Well, September 30th it started. Was that last week?
It
started on Netflix September 30th, and a lot of people got on social media and were complaining that it was too black.
It was too black.
Yeah.
Even
where
though it
are
took
the
place
white folks?
In Harlem. All right. Yeah.
And, you know, and basically, and some people actually just out and out called it a racist show.
Yeah.
Because of that. And it's just, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That they would do that. I mean, that people would find that, you know, that would trouble them.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
I also saw, sort of along the same lines, there's a show on called This Is Us with Mandy Moore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just read a thing this morning about how there was a press conference where they were apologizing to viewers of the show, she and her co-stars, because people are saying that the show is too emotional. How can that be?
Really?
If you're watching a drama, yeah, I just read this morning, that they had to apologize to a group of people who called the show too emotional.
Well,
I said, we're sorry about that.
I hate to sound harsh, but
if
you don't like it, don't watch it.
Right, there's other options.
You know?
Sure.
You know, but yeah, well, that is an emotional show. I have a friend who was texting me. She watched it late, and she was texting me as she was watching it, and talking about the number of Kleenex she had used while she was watching.
So maybe it's valid. It's too emotional.
I didn't get as weepy as some people, but, you know, I'm cold and heartless.
Yeah. But people... Yes, you are both cold and heartless. But many people, I've heard other critics refer to this as one of the best of the season.
Yeah,
one of the best of
the new
shows.
It's good. It's really good. And, you know, it manipulates your emotions a bit, but I don't feel that it is so obvious. I mean, I think every cry in that show is earned.
Yeah.
I might have to watch it. I like to cry sometimes when I'm watching TV.
I mean,
TV.
It is...
Seriously.
It is probably a good weekly catharsis.
Yeah.
You know, if crying, you know, clears out the cobwebs or whatever, you know.
At least the sinuses.
See, that's what Alf used to do for me. And since Alf was off, I don't have a show like that
crying
anymore.
Laughing or?
No, just crying. Just weeping.
It was, or crying because you wanted an
too
Alf
emotional.
Puppet.
Yeah, that's what it was. That is what it was. Kurt, thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to Kurt again next Friday, and you can read him anytime you want online at tvshowpatrol.com, a great website. A quick break, and then Ryan Burrow has the news for you. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.